burger.
All right, everyone. It is take 273. We are experiencing some FOMO because TC is at Disneyland. Today is sad. Recording on a Saturday morning. He is there right now. Probably like has been there for a couple hours. Been very fun to see his visual responses to the questions on Instagram. I've been wanting to chime in, but I'm like, nope. This is he's at the park. I'm going to let him do it. I've been wanting to. There were some answers of what is the most average ride in the Cars ride being on the list. Yeah. Tim, do you want to speak to that, Tim, really quickly? You've been to the Cars ride. Disgusting. Spencer, have you been on the Cars ride?
Well, above average. Not,
but I've heard from you guys talking about it.
It's like maybe one of the best rides they've ever made.
Yeah.
For me, at least, pound for pound.
It's very good. It's test track with like 10 times better theming.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Test track is pretty sick though. I wish
yeah.
Ours was faster.
Like no, when that's test like, track that's a compliment. Right. It's better than test track. That puts it like up there.
So essentially we've got a couple things today. One, and movie draft. We're gonna determine the order live. And two, I couldn't think of a Morbin time thing. It's Madam time, which weird thing that it's Madam Web and she like helps a lot of younger women.
It's Webin time.
Sure, it's Webin time. Anyways, we're talking about Madam Web today. Me, Tim, and Becky saw it, and Spencer's going to ask us questions about it. So without any further ado, like we said, TC is gone, but we have three very special guests today. The specialist guest is Becky, who's back. We've got Tim Lee and Spencer Davis from Fun Movie Club. How are we doing today?
So good.
I have okay. A cold.
That's it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've been making shelves. That's all I've been doing all morning.
Shelves?
Yeah, we bought like the top half of like a big armoire, but it doesn't have any of the shelves.
Tim
so I went to
finally...
Lowe's and bought a big old piece of wood, not been
cutting. Oh, so it's not
shelves.
Like carpentry that you're doing. It's like putting things together.
Yeah, like the whole thing's like pretty much built. I'm just okay. Like cutting shelves to go in it.
Oh, no,
Tim
so it is carpentry. That's rough.
Tim the tool man. It took a while, but he finally reached it.
Yeah, I'm going to change my last name to Taylor. Using all my Binford tools over here.
Was his name Tim in the show?
Yeah, Tim Taylor.
Okay, I know it's Tim Allen, but Taylor. I was like, did they change it that much? Tim Allen, very cool, interesting career for being honest for an actor.
I learned that his first ever movie was The Santa Claus. He was like an extra in something. And then his first ever feature length movie, he was the lead in his like most iconic role ever.
Besides,
like
Buzz
he has
Lightyear.
After his Home Improvement success, Disney was like, hey, we'd love to put you in a movie.
You've seen the mugshot, right?
Yeah, he had a little cocaine problem. For a little bit.
That is a good mugshot.
we really just want to do a nice celebration of January movies. A surprising amount. Both Paddington movies came out in January. Did y'all know that?
No.
Before Sunrise came out in January. Taken came out in January. Say what you want about that one.
That's not
phenomenon.
Surprising. Yeah. Taken feels like a January movie.
Yeah, especially as they got on, as they, you know, the sequels. Yeah. Oh, plus or minus 3.5 years that we get a new Taken movie.
Starring Chris Pratt.
Yeah. Not with Liam Neeson, but.
No, it's definitely going to be like his daughter, right? Like his daughter's like trained herself to not get taken again. And then like she goes and has to rescue, like maybe she has to rescue her dad or something.
Sure.
No offense, but I hope not.
it is following the natural trajectory.
That's
of
true.
What movies.
It
do.
Would really stain the spotless legacy of the Taken franchise.
I want to know, at least from y'all, what are some favorite things that you have watched lately? Spencer, what's something that's really stuck out for you?
I watched Pumping Iron on Thursday. Yeah. It's a documentary about bodybuilders in the 70s, mainly starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And you can see watching that movie, like how he became a movie star, because he is insane in that movie. He is like, I don't know if I've ever seen someone so confident or into themselves. And he's playing mind games with all these other guys that are as big as he is. And he compares pumping iron to having sex all the time in a very long monologue that's never going to be erased from my brain.
Fun story. Both of my parents were bodybuilders growing up, so we actually watched Pumping Iron. That was a family classic.
That's awesome.
Yes.
No way. Yeah.
Becky is definitely one of the most interesting people I know. And it's
a lot of weird stuff over here.
Her family is, her family rocks. Every time I go over there, there are at least four moments that make me belly laugh of like stories or just great things that are said. So I'm very lucky. I think we've married into like normal, fairly normal families, I would think.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we could maybe chat about it afterwards. Tim, anything that has stuck out to you? Anything that you have enjoyed?
Other than all the TikTok reviews of Madam Web, So Landon and I always have like a show we watch together, and then I have one on the side for when she's like gone or if I'm like doing something I need background. And right now my background show is the What We Do in the Shadows TV show, and that show is so good. I haven't watched very many movies lately, but that show is so funny. It's like just as good as the movie, and I feel like I did not expect that. But like they take like ideas that easily could have been in the movie, like hilarious ideas that would have fit in and in the show. It's so funny.
We werewolves, not werewolves.
Higher compliment.
I would definitely recommend it. If you like the movie, you would like the TV show a lot.
Okay. That might be
I don't want to call it better, but it's just as good.
Sure. I'm just like, I'm really terrible at watching shows that are like six seasons in already. It's like, I don't know.
I kind of wait till they're done, and I think this one's done.
I think it is too, or maybe one more season. Yeah. But
I think I had like 50 episodes or something.
Oh, okay. That's not terrible. Yeah, unless it's Curb Your Enthusiasm, like, which we've like just been, we you could just watch it like crazy, and it's a lot of fun.
It's like Seinfeld.
Have you liked that you've watched lately, Bibi?
No movies. All of the movies I've watched lately have been a half star to one star. Like, it's
which has
been
great for your Letterboxd followers.
Yeah, it's been bad. But the TV shows, I've kind of gotten into like British like crime dramas lately because I watched Fool Me Once. And then it turns out that there's like a whole string of TV shows made by the same person. Like it's Harlan Corbell or Corbin or something who wrote it and has like a million other books, and they've all been turned into TV shows. So I've been watching those, and it's making me want to move to London. Just hearing the accents and the way of life is just really fun.
And Love Island All-Stars has been on too. So we've been
That hasn't necessarily been as good. There's been some good moments, but it hasn't been that good.
Yeah, here's our Love Island minute. So y'all can, we're followed by a very fun Spencer Marvel movie minute in a little bit. But we love Love Island. And the last two iterations have been Love Island Games and Love Island All-Stars. The show does not work when people who have been on the show come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good.
Well, it depends. It depends. They've also have not been choosing the best people to come back. Love Island Games was fun. There were a lot of fun moments. And there has been some drama, which has been fun in Love Island All-Stars. But they're just not bringing back people that people care about. Like, I think that that's the problem, is I think that people that we would want to be on the show are like, I've already kind of moved on and I'm not going to be on the show.
Yeah. Isn't Love Island All-Stars inherently a flawed concept because you're not an all-star because you're still single?
Yes. Yes.
I've not thought of it like that, but yeah, that's true. That's very valid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can say there's not really, I don't know. Have I liked anything really lately? I gotta look to see. Yeah, because I watched Argyle. Argyle is not very good. Love Lies Beating was good.
Yeah.
There has not been really anything that interesting that we've watched that's new. The Satoshi Kon Memories film, where it's like the anthology of anime shorts, was interesting, but like his is kind of the best one. I do actually think that had he not passed so soon, I think he's up there and maybe surpassed Hayao Miyazaki in terms of like legacy and filmmaking. His movies were all so interesting and so good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Praise.
Also got Paprika on Blu-ray too, so I'm very excited about that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. And then we got Wild at Heart, David Lynch movie, which is not available on streaming. Got it on Blu-ray. And 4K 2001 A Space Odyssey. So we're adding to the collection. Now, when we talk about collections, it's time to draft. That's the segue that I can think about that. It's time to draft, everyone. We've got four drafters. I have our names in a list. I'm going to randomize it five times, and that's going to be our order in snake fashion. Five rounds, everyone. N movies. Movies that start with the letter N, not including articles. A, an, or the, etc. All right, that's one, two, three, four, five. All right, the order will go Becky, Tim, Spencer, and me. Snake draft fashion. Okay, I will put it into the chat so that we know. Becky, Tim, Spencer. And then we will do this. So I will get two choices in a row. We'll loop back up to Becky. Becky will get two in a row until we all have five movies.
Five. Okay.
All right.
I have a list of 19. So
I've got a pretty big list. Good list of movies, honestly.
I'm still looking. That's what I've been doing this whole time. He told me like 5 minutes ago that I would be on this and that I would be drafting end movies. So
we found out about the draft about the same time, Becky. So we're with you.
Yeah, it's true. We were all like, oh, frick, should we do it? And then we're like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll do it. So
if all 19 of mine get chosen, I think I deserve to get Mad Max on my list since you guys left it off of M.
I was going
to
say Mad Max.
Mad Max,
period.
Okay, so I go first.
Yes, Becky goes first.
All right, National Treasure. I love National Treasure. that is the first round for me.
Yep, I knew it. I freaking knew it.
That movie's bad.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
I think a lot of people get confused when we're like, a movie is bad. They're like, oh, you must hate it. It's like, no, I think I like more bad movies than I dislike good movies.
Yeah, I hate National Treasure, though.
Yeah.
Did you both say yeah? Tim, did you say yeah, too?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
It's Indiana Jones for babies.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well,
I have a clarifying question. I remember on one episode there was discussion amongst if you had to have seen the movie, because there's a movie you have to have seen the movie that sucks. So Spencer gets what I think is the best movie here, but I haven't seen.
Now I'm curious what movie you're thinking.
I am too.
Okay, so I would say that the best movie that starts with N that I've seen is, oh man, it's kind of a toss up. I'm going to go with Nope.
Okay. That was like one of my first two rounds. I was going to take
Nope. Yeah, that one's up
there.
Gosh dang it.
Forgot that existed. My list is so bad.
I'm so glad Becky is here.
I have not made it through this list, and the movies I have on here are just not even movies anyone's going to be aware of.
But that's why we draft. That's why we draft, ladies and gentlemen. Spencer, what is your pick?
I don't think this is my favorite, but I want to pick it. I think it's a good one to have. So I'm going to do Nightmare Before Christmas.
That was on my list. Okay. Well, since y'all have showed your hands, I got two picks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So which means I get my first two picks. They're not literally my first two picks, but I'm taking for my first one is No Country for Old Men.
Yeah. That was the one that I haven't seen, but I wanted to take.
Yeah. Crazy that and There Will Be Blood came out in the same year.
I think they were both filmed in Texas, and sometimes the No Country for Old Men set could see stuff happening at the There Will Be Blood set because there were all explosions and stuff.
Yeah, the plumes and stuff from, they were like burning tires or something for it. And then for my second pick, Napoleon Dynamite.
Good pick.
Eat it.
Good pick. I knew it would go. I'm shocked it didn't go in the first round, if I'm being honest.
I know. I'm a little bit as well. And that movie holds up really well. We rewatch it like once a year. Like, unbelievable. Like, I don't think something that I don't think goes as well noticed. Beautiful looking movie as well. Great color palettes, really good use of like pastels in it. Cinematography is nice. Some great shots in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of underrated little technically good looking film. All right, Spencer, we loop back up to you. What is your second pick?
Well, already in bad shape. I'm going to do, we'll just keep on with Napoleon and do Nacho Libre next.
Okay.
Good one.
That's what I was going to do.
I had that one lower. All right.
Okay, I'm kind of glad this failed me. I feel like this is kind of a movie that's not super well known, but it's very good. Nightcrawler.
Ah, that was going to be my next one.
Good pick.
Yeah.
It is really good.
All right, you get two. You get two picks.
Okay. I kind of want to show you my list.
I hope you pick what I'm thinking of.
I don't. You probably have a much higher brow pick than I do. No pun. My last name.
Ah!
That took a while. Okay.
No pun intended.
I don't know.
Said no pun. I'm like, what?
No, I don't know.
Hey, okay.
Okay. So I've been debating between two: Nightmare on Elm Street, and I was
on my list.
I may still get the other one that I was thinking of, but I'm going to take this one, even though I don't think y'all are going to take this one. I'm taking it anyway because I love it. Notting Hill.
Oh, nice. I'm not going to lie. You might have the best draft so far.
You don't know that. You have no idea what's on my
list. It's funny. It always feels like the person that doesn't think they have a good draft has a really good draft.
I don't know about that.
It is. It's true. Okay, what's your next pick?
I already chose two. Nightmare on Elm Street and Notting Hill.
Oh, it sounded like you were like unsure about Nightmare.
No. Okay. Yeah, I definitely chose that one.
That was on my list next up as well. Dang it. All right. I don't think anyone's going to pick that one for me. Okay. Perfect. Well, we loop back down to Tim for your third pick. What do we got?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Nobody. Bob Odenkirk classic.
That's a fun one.
Dang it. I didn't even think of that one. I totally forgot that movie exists.
Mm-hmm.
Movie rocks,
too. I really hope we can get a sequel because that was a lot of fun with Christopher Lloyd and RZA in the very end fight scene.
I heard a fun theory that movie saved Bob Odenkirk's life because it got him in shape. And then when he was filming Better Call Saul and had like his heart episode and then survived, it's like if he hadn't gotten in shape for Nobody, he might not have live. So we have that movie to thank.
Wow. Thank you, Nobody. Thank you, Ilya Naishuler, for directing that film and making sure Bob Odenkirk could be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. Spencer, your third pick.
I still have to pick three more. I'm like,
I know. Freaking.
Oh my gosh.
It's fun drafting with multiple people because it does kind of lower the, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't, I'm just gonna go off of this one because it's easy to pick now, and then I'll figure out my other ones in a minute. I'm gonna take the Naked Gun.
Oh, okay. I've never seen those, so the Naked Gun.
They're very funny if you're in the right mood.
Yeah, what's his name? Leslie Nelson, that's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely feels like that kind of a guy. It's like I really gotta be feeling Leslie Nelson to want to watch something with him.
Yeah.
Okay. Sheesh. I feel like I gotta get some. I've got a little bit of everything. I'm gonna take the Night of the Hunter.
Oh, that movie's so good.
Yeah.
But when I picked an old movie like that last time, I got railed, so I haven't. I hesitated.
And it's kind of like it's hard when you draft and you get this low and there's like so few movies left because you're like, now it's like maybe people are probably not going to be super aware of these. So what are your first two picks kind of a thing? Do you know what I mean? So for this
Yeah.
one, I'm going to take Network. Sidney Lumet's.
I want to see that so bad.
Yeah. Rocks, way too poignant of a film. Like it just is, it is like looking into a mirror for what like network television has turned into and news networks and hysteria. It's a really great movie, great film. I think the best supporting actress, I think it still has the record of shortest screen time for a best supporting actor win or actress in this case. I think Faye Dunaway won. And very good in it. So, Spencer, we're back up to you.
This is
Did you
pretty
do
random,
two?
but yeah, he did.
I picked The Night of the Hunter and Network.
If we're gonna go with topicality like you did with Network, I'm gonna pick a documentary.
I already know which
Do
one.
Navalny,
Yep. That was on my list.
which I actually highly recommend to anyone. It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, pretty
Yes.
unbelievable.
Yeah.
RIP as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Dang.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, Tim.
Okay. I tough choices. I feel like I could steal one from Becky, but I don't
I
want to
don't
do
think
that.
probably could.
I'm gonna go with. Oh, this is tough. Do you by chance know the demographics of people that vote? How many women vote?
More than you would think.
All right, then I'm taking The Notebook.
Oh, I didn't even think of that
Come
one. That actually was a
on,
notebook.
ladies.
So I'm glad.
Honestly,
Back my
it's
team.
impressive that it took us that long to get to it.
Yeah, I
Because I
didn't
think
even
that's a
think
pretty
about
popular
it.
movie.
Yeah.
I took so many movies that I could have had in the 35th round, but I was really feeling it. So,
You did.
okay.
Okay.
You get two picks to round us out and bring us into the last one.
Okay. So Spencer stole Navalny, which was on my list. So I really only have two more options here. What?
You better take one of these.
What?
Okay, no, go for it, go for it.
I'm probably not going to.
Okay, good.
Okay. So the first one is The Nice Guys.
You son of a. Oh.
That's the one I thought Tim was going to take. So I'm glad it was actually The Notebook because that wasn't on my list.
I totally forgot about it.
I did too.
This always happens. There's always like four that I don't think about. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I was shocked that went so low,
Oh, I'm
actually.
down so
Yeah.
bad. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So
I'm so upset.
I have one more movie on my list.
You are gonna win this
I
draft.
pro I I've never seen this movie
Well,
though.
you can't pick it. You have to have seen it.
Okay. Then I'm gonna have to just do Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Dream Warrior?
Yeah, number one and number three.
I was going to
NASCAR
choose NASCAR 3D, so you're welcome, guys. I haven't seen it.
3D. Why haven't you seen that, Becky? That seems right up your alley.
It's an IMAX experience. I don't know. I'm honestly upset that I haven't seen it.
I'm not kidding. I saw that movie in IMAX with my family.
Okay, and you haven't chosen it
I'm not gonna take it. I'm sorry. There is
yet?
I vividly remember like a crash scene and a tire like bouncing at you because it was in like the early days of 3D.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's
We like
intense.
went to
I'm
the
really
special
glad.
IMAX theater and saw NASCAR 3D.
I'm really glad that the Sphere is not a 3D experience because I think you'd have 15 people that would fall out of their seats and die.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, I would have done that even without the 3D, I think.
I almost did. There's one moment that I like flinched out of my seat. Yeah, didn't love that. All right, Tim, what's your last pick?
All right. Since I kind of pandered with pick number four, I'm gonna go with a pick for me, Night at the Roxbury.
Tim's list is really good. It's a good list. It's gonna
Seems like
get
a
to
lot of
the
movies I haven't seen.
cinephiles.
The Night at the Roxbury. Yeah.
Love
Okay,
that movie.
Spencer,
Me and my
last pick.
brothers watched that movie so much that my mom one day literally was so mad at us that she took it out of the DVD player and snapped it in half and threw it away because we watched it that much.
I don't think audiences felt so strongly about that film. That's maybe the
Don't think so
strongest
either.
someone's felt about it.
Yeah. That's a great movie.
Okay,
Sorry, Spencer.
Spencer. I'm fine. I'm gonna do what Tim did, and I'm just gonna pick a movie I like that I don't think will get me any points.
That's what I'm doing too.
But I think of all the movies left that I've seen, I think my favorite, like if I had to rewatch one right now, I'd watch Nausicaä and the Valley of Wind, which is
Yeah, good one.
almost a Ghibli, but technically not, but I think it counts.
Do you see the poster? There's a poster in the back of my
No.
office. Oh, I'm in front of it.
You're in front of it.
It's the
Nice.
Japanese, it's from the Academy Museum. You can get it
Very
there.
cool. That
Yeah.
movie rocks. I wish more people had seen it because I think it's one of Miyazaki's best.
So I'm kind of in the same vein, but I'm gonna pick this one because I love it. It's honestly like an album I've listened to so many times, and it's also like a concert film. And I am taking Nirvana Unplugged in New York.
Deep cut.
It's the one where he, they play live. He plays like Man That Ruled the World, something, like their greatest hits. Like it's unbelievable. And Gone Too Soon.
What's Kimiko, what do you think now that you've done up to N, what letter do you think has been the hardest?
And the letter M was really strong.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was a really good one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
A was also pretty good and B was good. I think the hardest was like, I think like K was the hardest.
That makes sense.
No K movies. But this one has been good. Like there are N you're I've always get I'm always pleasantly surprised by the amount of good movies that there are for every letter. Every letter
Yeah.
has at least like four to six all-time masterpiece classics.
Yeah.
And we didn't even get to National Treasure 2.
I know. We didn't even pick
That's what you
United
should have done,
Museum.
Becky, instead of Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
I stand by my choice.
Not instead of Nightmare on Elm Street, she should have had two sequels plus the originals on her list. Yeah.
She should have had the
You're right.
reboot as
You're
well.
right.
I'm gonna take A Nightmare on Elm Street, The Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
I thought about it.
That would have been really, that
I
would have been a
thought
good
about
bit.
it.
That would have been a funny bit.
I'm actually shocked no one took Night at the Museum.
I kind of
Because
am
those
too. I
suck.
didn't love that movie when I first saw it,
I
though.
have
I'm not
nothing nice to say about those movies. They make me so angry.
Oh, yeah. Spencer just sits there like the Jordan Peele sweat dripping down his face meme.
Ben
Yeah.
Stiller is literally sleeping in every movie, and they are full of funny people that are not allowed to be funny. They drive me insane.
Yeah, Robin Williams, like one of his like last roles, right, was in those Night of the Museum movies.
Oh, I forgot about
Yeah.
that.
Gotta be. There's three of them too, right? I think there's three of them. Gosh, dang. Okay. So to round it out, Becky's list has National Treasure, Notting Hill, Nightmare on Elm Street, The Nice Guys, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. Tim has a lot of one-word titles. Tim has no...
It makes it seem like Nice Guys is the sequel to Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, it is.
Tim has Nope, Nightcrawler, Nobody, The Notebook, and Night at the Roxbury. Spencer has Nightmare Before Christmas, Nacho Libre, The Naked Gun, Navalny, Nausicaa and the Valley of the Wind. And I have No Country for Old Men, Napoleon Dynamite, The Night of the Hunter, Network, and Nirvana Unplugged in New York. So any thoughts? If we had to pick a list that is not our own, which one are we picking?
I think it's going to be a very close race between Tim and Becky.
I would go Becky's on first glance. Tim has a lot of great ones, though. I might actually go with Tim's.
I would go with Tim's.
Kimiko, I like Spencer's first three, but I haven't seen the last two on Spencer's list.
I've got too many deep cuts on there. I just
You literally did a concert movie. So
yeah, which I love. I wish more people would watch it. It's so good. You'll go watch it and be like, dang, all I want to do is listen to Nirvana for the next 4 weeks. Which The live version of the man who ruled the man who bought the man who sold the world. Buff, I've listened to it 4,000 times. I feel like I love that song. So there you go, everyone. We'll put it up on our Instagram. We'll have everyone vote, and then we'll reveal who the winner is, which was none of us, because now we're getting into our Madam Web review.
I'm the winner. I didn't see it.
Yeah, so Spencer's the winner.
Yep. So how's it gonna work? We're gonna give a brief synopsis, and then Spencer, we just want you to ask us some questions. What are the deepest questions you have about Madam Web? We will address them and give some brief thoughts as well. Directed by S.J. Clarkson. It's written by like six people. So I don't know. Et al. I think S.J. Clarkson et al. That's what we're gonna say. Who that wrote Madam Web tells the story of Cassandra Webb, who is a first responder who threw when she was born, her mom was hunting, was researching spiders in the Amazon before she died.
Before she died.
And which the line's not even in the movie. So
I was so sad. They could have put it in there too. There was a moment where they could have said it and our theater would have erupted.
There are 5 to 10 lines in this that you are like, there's no way someone wrote these. And it tells, you know, through like a tragic accident, she inherits clairvoyance. And she's trying to understand how to use these powers and also save these three girls from a spider person, what they refer to him as, which is just like, oh my gosh. It's just, you know, they just want to say it so badly. They want to say it so badly. And it introduces more questions than answers. Anyways, that is Madam Web. Truly one of the most incoherent pieces of moving pictures ever to be released into theaters.
Yeah. She's a paramedic who is known for not liking any person.
She is.
It makes no sense.
I'm going to say this. We don't ever say this on the pod, but I'm going to say it this one time. Her character is an asshole. She is so mean to everyone. And her mom is too.
Yeah.
They're terrible, mean people to everyone. And the guy that she's mad at, like, walks up and is like, here's an umbrella. She's like, you're going to scare the spiders away. It's like, he's trying to help you. Why are you being this way? Just truly baffling decisions. What other thoughts do y'all have before we give Spencer the floor to ask us some Q's and we give some A's?
I mean, I have a lot of like plot holes I thought of. I took notes during the movie. I was like, I wonder if this is going to be addressed. And they weren't. I don't think any of them were ever addressed.
I'm so impressed right now.
That's so fun, though. What a good way to like actually make it through the movie.
Yeah, there's like a Kylo Ren Rey force dyad that is just like she falls asleep and has like a force dyad moment there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like never
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, like she figures out the villain's entire motive and then just doesn't tell anyone. She just kind of keeps it to herself.
Yeah. That's so true.
What were
Yeah.
your thoughts?
The thing that was the most frustrating for me is they literally removed the villain's voice and put someone else's voice over it. And then anytime he spoke, his lips weren't moving. Like,
Yeah. It's
literally,
like watching an English
it
dub of Squid Game. Like,
was insane.
but it was in English. Like, the language wasn't different. It's the same
Yeah.
language. No, it was crazy. It was so many times, literally, you'd be hearing his voice, but you'd be looking at his mouth and he wouldn't be moving. He'd just be walking.
That would
It
torture me.
almost felt like the voice they replaced it with was like one of those AI voices you hear on a TikTok.
Yeah, sometimes it had a Russian accent.
Riveting.
Sometimes it tried to have a
Yeah.
little bit of a Spanish accent. Like, I don't even know what it was. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Truly some terrible cinematography. In that first scene, there's these
Yeah, that was my
weird.
next point.
Okay, yeah, Tim, go
All
for it.
the camera twists, I like almost threw up once. Like, it was like, and it just zooms in and like twists at the same time. Like, I got dizzy.
Yeah, we were in D box. Don't ask why. Don't
What?
ask why.
What?
I
You walked in D-box.
was like, why? D box.
Oh
Oh
my God.
Spencer, your anxiety would be the worst it's ever been in a D-box. I'd never done it before, and I had to turn it off because I'd be like kind of falling asleep, and it would jolt me up out of nowhere, and I'd almost fall out because I was so like taken off guard.
Oh.
It was like a
Oh my God.
kindergartner had control over when to vibrate and when to turn. It made no sense. It was horrible.
Like a car would be like reversing out of a driveway and it would just shake you and throw you out of the seat. It was so disorienting.
So weird. Wouldn't even move with the camera. It was a
It
horrible
was so
experience.
weird.
Yeah.
Oh, it was miserable. We went with Jack and Jake, who are on our Christmas draft episode. And shouts out Jack and Jake. We were just all, we couldn't believe what we were watching the whole time. Spencer, what questions do you have for us about Madam Web?
Yeah, whatever Spencer doesn't ask, I'll fill in the
You
gaps.
got the
I
notes.
think the only question that really matters is this fun bad or just bad?
I wanted to watch it with someone else so bad. Like, don't go see it in theaters. Wait for it to come out and watch it with people who also haven't seen it.
Because it'll be on Netflix, what, in the next 2 months? Because Sony has the agreement
Oh.
with Netflix.
Yeah,
And when it
probably.
comes to Netflix, it is going to
It'll
be
be number one.
future top 10.
Massive.
Not for the right reasons, but it's going to be
Yeah.
massive.
Okay, my next question then, were the theaters full that you guys were at?
There were six,
Maybe
there were
half.
eight. We were half of the people in the theater.
Oh, mine was like half full.
Dang.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did the
But like
audience
it was,
react in yours?
oh, we all laughed at things we weren't supposed to laugh at. Like
Okay.
everyone was there for the same reason as me.
Okay.
The
I saw it
morbid
on, I think,
curiosity.
I saw it on Thursday at like 8 o'clock. So it was like the day after it came out. So everyone kind of knew it was bad. And like in the very beginning, it like has this really quick cut and the mom has like a contraction and just screams. And it's so like out of nowhere, the whole theater just laughed like immediately. And I was just like, this is going to be a good time. Like everyone.
And it's ADR scream. It's like
Yeah.
they
Yeah.
forgot to put
Yeah.
it in, so they went to like Soundly
And
on
it just comes
Tuesday
out of
night and
nowhere.
threw it in and then
Yeah.
exported the file.
And that's how you learn that she's pregnant, I think. Like, I think the
Yep.
shot is like from here up, and then she just goes, ah! And it's
Yep.
like, oh, she's pregnant. Like,
I remember when it reveals she's pregnant, because I feel like you see at least like a medium shot of her, so you can see from the waist up and just like not a belly. There's just no belly. Then all of a sudden, yeah, she's like 8 months pregnant, 9 months pregnant, is about to give birth and flew all the way to Peru to study spiders. Which you can't even, can you get on a plane if you're
No.
9 months pregnant? No.
No.
Yeah. I don't
There was
know.
also at one point, do we want to call her Madam Web the whole time, or should I call her Cassandra or Cassie? whatever Angel. Her the main
whatever
character
prefer.
Yeah.
So like when she's born, the spider shaman is like, when she's ready, I'll be here to answer questions. And then she realizes that she has questions, like when all this is going on, and she flies to Peru using her mother's research, which is kind of amazing that this baby got all of her mom's research and it yeah. never separated from her in the foster care yeah. system. But the point I was making is this is clearly not like post 9/11. Like 9/11 didn't happen in this universe because she was just able to get on a plane when she was wanted for kidnapping.
Yeah.
Like she just went to Peru.
Oh, I can't even like she about that.
The, yeah. The NYPD knew who she was. She was wanted for kidnapping. They were hiding from the police the whole time. And then she's like, guys, I'm going to go to Peru for a week. I'll be back. And she just goes there.
Yeah.
It almost feels like she's gone for like a day and a half and then comes back.
Yeah. She comes back to the same stolen taxi cab.
Yep. Like, she parked it in the short-term parking.
Oh, yeah. No, even better. She parks it at Uncle Ben's. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wherever. Yeah, she parks it at the airport, I assume.
There's
no
like a shot of
this
a
taxi
very
cab.
Tiny plane landing in Peru. And I don't know if that's like what she took all the way to Peru or what. But...
Which, speaking of, I think this leads in really well. And I know that this is a moment for the comics. I don't actually know how I can't say that. It was a little to me that it's Madame Web. She's doing these three girls. Almost is Madame or a geisha. Or a brothel. Like, why is it the
yeah.
whole time that like she's like, you know, these are my girls and I'm gonna protect them, and she's going around and it's just like
for a fee, of course, she will.
Yeah, like this is a little bit of a weird structure here.
And they do all live together at the end.
Like, yeah, they do. They sure do.
Like in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
spoilers.
Oh. One of them.
I guess we should have warned.
There's no character development for a single person in this movie. The set yeah. pieces, the action set pieces, are the same thing. She drives a car into a stolen vehicle into the villain.
Yeah,
both of
twice.
The only
times.
Twice she yeah. drives a stolen vehicle into the villain twice. Yeah. Two separate vehicles.
Yes, yeah. And one of them she has stolen a vehicle to get to the location where she eventually gets out and steals the other vehicle to go. She steals an yeah. ambulance to go help
sirens.
the girls. And this is a spoiler. Adam Scott plays Ben Parker.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a spoiler.
Oh, I don't know.
Didn't they like, didn't they, isn't that one of the, like the, when, like when Marvel leaks something where like everybody knew what the Fantastic Forecast was months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they act like it was a leak and we weren't supposed to know that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I think the first documented of like this Fantastic Forecasting was from like DCEU leaks or something like that. Yeah, unbelievable. Maybe we'll talk about that at the very end, because I am actually curious about y'all's thoughts on the Fantastic Forecasting. Spencer, what other questions do you have?
Which actor hates being in this movie the most?
Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
By far.
She's, for someone who has been really, really, like, kind of doing a bit on the press junket tour, she's the worst part of the movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw someone say that Dakota Johnson and Sydney Sweeney did the best they could with this script. And the whole time I was like, I saw it before and I was like, Dakota Johnson does nothing. Like, mm-hmm. there's like lines that you can tell are supposed to be funny, and she didn't even try to comedic time.
No, mm-hmm. it's like, almost like, there was an interview where she's like, yeah, I ran into Lizzie Olsen and she talked to me about the Marvel experience, blah, 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 blah. And that's when I knew that like this was going to be a good chance for me. And the quote tweet was, oh, it's 100% chance that she thinks she's in the MCU and she's just now finding out that she's not. Like, yeah, she, yeah. It, but like, it's almost like no one could have told her to do better. Like, I'm sure the director on the first day was like, hey, like, you know, she did her line. She's like, let's try it like this. And then she did it again and just did it the same. And so the director's like, okay, she's just not going to listen to anything I'm doing. This movie's going to be a disaster. Let's just work with what we've got.
Or do you think they thought that she was like, oh, this is kind of like a bit, like this is like her personality. This is kind of like, she's dry. She's like standoffish. So this is working the way we want it to work. And then when it all comes together, it's just,
and then in the edit,
it's
just, the edit is bad. Stinks.
Yeah.
Stinks.
She's the type of person who brings up that her mom died in childbirth at a baby shower.
Yeah.
Like that happens in the movie.
Yep.
That happens in the movie, Spencer.
Oh, and it's Peter Parker's baby shower.
Yeah.
Emma Peter Roberts is his mom.
Wait, Spider-Man?
Spider-Person.
Spider-Person, yeah. It's, oh, and the best part is they're like, they're doing a thing of like, guess the baby's name. And it's kind of her first chance of like seeing her clairvoyance. And in one of her visions, they say the name Peter. And when they do, a balloon pops and it sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
Yeah.
But also, I really, really appreciated that the tagline for the movie is, with a lot of responsibility, great power will come.
The Peruvian shaman says that.
And then it's like echoed at the very end when she like uses her powers to their full potential.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I wrote that down the minute I heard it in my notes.
I was like kind of falling asleep and that woke me up. I was like, what? Did they just like,
when you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
There it is. Rough.
Oh,
rough.
Can I tell you my favorite line from the movie?
Yes.
So Dakota Johnson kidnaps these three girls. She actually saved their lives because she like saw this man coming to kill them. And then she takes them out to the woods because somehow they just assume in 2003 that this guy can track their every move with every camera in the whole world. So they throw
never
cell
even
phones.
Vocalize. Yeah.
They're hiding in the woods. And then Madam Webb leaves the three girls in the woods and says, like, I'll be back in 3 hours. Don't go anywhere. Stay hidden. And Sydney Sweeney looks like really sad. And then she turns around and says, I know Taekwondo. And the two girls are like, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, my parents got divorced and I was really sad, so I learned Taekwondo. And then there's no Taekwondo done in the movie. She never uses it. She doesn't teach the other girls. I was like, oh, so when she gets her spider powers, she'll use Taekwondo too. They don't get their spider powers ever.
No.
They're just brief visions. You see them in their suits and using their powers for probably 45 seconds.
And one of the visions uses footage from Spider-Man 2, the Sam Raimi movie.
I saw that.
Yeah. And honestly, seeing these new, like, Amazing Spider-Man, these new Sony, like, Spider-Verse movies, like the, you know, Venom, Morbius, I'm baffled that the same studio made those movies. And then I think, oh, well, they just let Sam Raimi do his thing. And that's why they work. Like, clearly, this is Sony had him in handcuffs. This is what they wanted. It is not the movie that the filmmakers wanted to make. It is
There was no dream of a universe that expands into 20 movies back then.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the one that they did want to do that is the worst one.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's fun.
It is
with Spider-Man 3.
It is fun.
Spencer, any other questions?
I don't think I have any other questions. Because I'm like getting more confused the more you talk, so I don't want to ask him anymore. Which sounds like watching the movie. Like that is not me criticizing you.
Yeah.
I think it's the movie. So I think I have all the information I need.
Tim, why don't you list off more of your plot holes?
Okay. So this was when I got the notes out. So when they were in the diner, when the three girls went to the diner, even though they were told to not go anywhere, they're in this diner And the way the bad guy figures out they're there is someone there has a newspaper that says these three girls are missing, but they had only been missing for like an afternoon at that point. So this dude got a newspaper in like half a day that had their pictures, and then he saw it and called the police.
Supply chain at its best. Those are really impressive logistics going on there.
In
Yeah,
2003.
newspapers were at the top of their game in 2003.
Yeah.
This was another thing I noticed in true Sony fashion. Like in movies they make today, everyone has a Sony smartphone, even though no one in real life has the Sony smartphone. The dude on the train was playing a PSP, and I just had to Google when that came out. That came out in 2006. So, like,
No way.
Sony just couldn't help themselves. They're like, give this dude on the subway a PSP.
No way.
That's
Yeah.
crazy. Way ahead of its time. The PSP was sick.
Also, there was like a theory that this movie was originally set in the 90s and then they moved it forward halfway through production to 2003.
I heard
Like
about that
so that
too.
was like something that they said happened before the movie came out, and a lot of people are like, it feels like that. So this is how I think they picked the year 2003. Britney Spears' Toxic came out in 2003. So I think they picked Toxic to be like the main song. And then they're like, when did that come out? Oh, 2003, sick. And that's how they set 2003.
Makes sense.
It is the weakest needle drop I've ever seen in a film. There's
Oh,
no
yeah.
commitment to have like one of the like best pop, like one of my favorite pop songs is a big needle drop and it's barely playing. It's like part diegetic and part
Yeah.
non-diegetic. Like you don't really know if it's just the audience hearing it or if the characters can hear the song as well. It's very weird. The mixing on that audio is
Yeah, I
so
think it was
weird.
playing on the radio. I don't know. They did get it right. It does make you want to jump up on a table and dance. So at least that's accurate.
If you think Sydney Sweeney's a beautiful person, her awkwardly dancing on the table as her character will definitely give you the ick.
Yeah. I saw someone on TikTok say that she was dressed like an anime character, and that's exactly what she was dressed like
Yeah,
the whole movie.
it is.
Okay, and then I have the Taekwondo, the responsibility, great power line. Oh, this was the other thing. So presumably she was Madame Webb was gone for a week, right? She said she's going to be in Peru for a week. They were hiding with Uncle Ben and Mary Parker, like Peter's mom. So the three girls apparently lived in this house, weren't getting caught, and then Peter's mom goes into labor. And all three girls also leave. And that's how they get found again. Like they're like 17-year-old girls. They did not have to leave. They would not have been found if they just stayed in the house that they were living in for a week.
No reason to accompany to the ER. No reason.
No reason. And then I also have written down That's So Raven. I think I was going to make my Letterboxd review about That's So Raven at that point. Because that's what this movie feels like, a bad episode of That's So Raven.
So any of the episodes?
Yeah, I mean, this is bad.
One of the
And
best Disney
then
Channel shows.
the way they survive is they like lure the spider person into an abandoned firework factory that was on the docks. And as they're escaping, like Madame Web's using her ability to see the future to see where fireworks are flying. Like a firework flies into a brick wall. It's just a firework. It's not like a RPG. It's a firework and it explodes and creates a perfect human-sized hole for them to escape through.
I'm so glad you took notes about
Yeah.
this.
Yeah. I was cracking up. Like I was like, that's hilarious. That's stupid. Like, yeah. And then the last note I have is what my Letterboxd review is about how that building would have been overtaken by Dirty Mike and the boys in no time flat, but it was still
Absolutely.
left abandoned.
Thanks for the F shot. Pretty
Love
Mike and the boys.
the other guys.
Yeah,
Soon to be in the O draft. Oh,
oh,
yeah.
that's a number one
Next
pick.
take.
That's a number one pick.
D minus spoiled. Any movie that gets made is a
Oh,
miracle.
spoiled.
There is no Fs, but D minus.
This comes pretty close to enough for me. Yeah, this is, I couldn't explain to you any of the choices that were made in this.
What, like in terms of, off the top of y'all's heads and Tim in, as well, where does this rank as worst superhero movies you've seen? Is this better or worse than Fant4Stick from 2015?
Sounds worse to me.
I don't remember well enough.
I think Fant4Stick is maybe worse. Just because
I
this at
mean,
least has moments that are laughable. There is nothing fun about that Fant4Stick movie.
what this has the advantage in is no one expected a Madame Web movie to be cool, and everyone expected that Fantastic Four movie to be cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
Very
we didn't even
true.
talk about Madame Web's wheelchair at the end. My theater erupted in laughter when it panned to her in that wheelchair.
She was paralyzed. You don't even tell that she gets
No,
blinded and is
she gets hit with a
paralyzed.
firework in the eye, and then she's complete in one eye. She gets hit with a firework, and then she's completely blind and in a wheelchair.
My dad put his eye into a jar of fireworks and he is not blind. So I guess it's a comic book and it is a movie, but I'm just saying in
I
real
guess.
life, probably not happening.
No.
And those fireworks did explode a brick wall.
They
So
did.
they must
They were
be some
powerful.
big
At one point, when she
fireworks.
uses her powers, I'm still very confused about this. I know we've been talking for about 30 minutes about this Madame Web movie, but she like is able to like astral project herself and save all of the girls at the same time, and there's no inkling or even hint that she's able to do that in the rest of the movie. So I don't.
Well, that's the great responsibility and great power that came.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that was it.
That's where that line starts echoing.
That is. Yeah, that is.
That is.
And it like pans out and shows like her three ghosts saving all three girls, and the villain is just standing there looking around, just watching it happen. Like, no. How?
Barefoot. Barefoot in a three-piece suit.
Well, Spencer, we hope we've convinced you to watch Madam Web or wait till Netflix, but you should watch it eventually just so you
I
can
feel
experience it.
I'll probably put it on like in the summer.
Yeah.
I have like a day at home. I feel like I protected my integrity by not going and seeing it this week.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You're the biggest Marvel fan I know.
I think the only comic book movies that could be worse than it were Catwoman and Elektra, which I have not seen either of, but have heard
I've never
nothing
seen them
but terrible
either.
things.
Catwoman, I've seen scenes of Catwoman and it might be
It's
worse.
bad.
Yeah.
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 Here's the Spencer. Now we talked about the Spencer Marvel movie minute. What are your thoughts about the Fantastic Four casting?
They're good actors. I hate it because they're all solid. I like all of them. I think Marvel's bad at a lot of things, but casting was never one of them. They always know the right people to cast. It seems like something they're very good at. Mainly, though, I'm super relieved that my guy Adam Driver is not Mr. Fantastic, because then I would feel guilty not seeing the movie.
Yeah.
For those of us who are unaware, who, what is the casting?
Pedro Pascal, Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby as Mrs. Fantastic. Joseph Quinn, or the rocker guy from Stranger Things, is Johnny Storm. And Eben Moss Bacharach from The Bear, the cousin from The Bear, is the Thing. Which, great casting.
Huh. Great.
He is so good. He's gonna kill that role, I'm sure.
Joseph Quinn feels like the one that maybe is like kind of the weirdest one of all of them. But I mean, I think they'll still make it work. Tim or and Becky, any thoughts on the casting?
Tim would have them. I don't have any.
Yeah, I mean, I think I haven't watched The Bear, but I like all the other three. I know I'd like The Bear. I just haven't watched it yet.
I think
I
it's
actually.
better.
Oh, sorry, really quick. I do have one opinion outside of those things, which is Vanessa Kirby's awesome and I like her. But she's like, I feel like she's too like over the top good looking to be like a Sue Storm type, if that makes sense.
Who is she?
Shaw's sister in Hobbs and Shaw in the Fast and Furious.
I
think this is better than the Margot Robbie Adam Driver casting as well. I think that would have been really jarring, but this feels like a good this feels like a good choice. Yeah,
Vanessa Kirby's better than Margot Robbie.
I think for this, everyone, thank you for listening. It's a good take. It's always fun when we get to just talk about the incoherence of films. We love movies. They're amazing. But sometimes they're stinky ones, and it's okay to call them stinky. But still go watch it. Have a good time. Form your own opinion. I don't know what we're talking about next week, but on let's see. Let's see if I can pull it up real quick.
Drive Away Dolls comes out next week.
Yeah, Drive Away Dolls. That's next week.
I love in their marketing. Oh, but they're like a movie from the Coen brothers, and then it just like slashes to a Coen brother.
Yeah.
I heard they're on good terms.
Is in
again.
2 weeks. Very good buzz for Dune Part Two.
Oh, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
That's another thing I've loved watching is Dune Two reviews coming in.
I know Twitter's been blowing up with them, so I gotta stay strong and try to avoid them as much as I can. Thank you, everyone, for coming on. Until next time, everyone, please stay so sweet. Sweet.